Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the show, it's all about Valentine's Day, including kids explaining what Valentine's Day is.
So precious, pure, and so awkward. Then in group therapy, he's suddenly romantic when he's never been romantic in 15 years. Is that a red flag?
We asked ChatGPT to write some heartfelt love poems for Kelly and I.
More awkward!
And then Chris.
Chris, bless his heart, thinks he should ask for his Valentine's gift back from last year from his ex. Okie dokie.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Happy Valentine's Day, BT Dubs.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
Did you leave your wife with anything before you left?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I give her a kiss every morning before I leave, you know,
sweet.
So
and
that's...
she doesn't get mad like it doesn't wake her up like fully?
No.
Okay.
No. And yeah, so...
I try to slip out like a ninja.
No. Every morning I just give her a little kiss before I leave. So yeah, this morning did the same thing, said a little happy Valentine's Day. And then, you know, later today before I go home, I'm going to, you know, run by the store, try to grab some flowers, try to figure something like that out. And
gotcha.
Yeah. Now I already kind of told her what our plans or what I had planned for this evening.
Okay.
So that's good. So she knows that I have a plan. So that's
great.
That's something that I feel like isn't normally a thing that I do.
Okay, and half the battle.
Half the battle right there. And
see,
so
it shows thought. You've already put thought into it.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of plans for this evening?
Maybe some dinner. He's going to fetch me a car. And then going to the boat show with his buddy in Indianapolis while he's fetching the car. And then coming back, maybe we'll do some dinner.
Okay.
That's kind of the plan. Well, I'm just happy he's fetching me a car.
Well, for sure, yeah. Because, again, as we've established on this show, Kelly is a menace on the roads.
Uh-huh. And when he says menace, I'm a sitting duck victim.
Apparently she...
collateral damage.
That's right.
A lot.
That's
it's
right.
Kind of my thing now.
Yeah. So yeah. All right. Well, good. Yeah. Hopefully that goes well.
Yes.
You thinking you might get lucky?
I don't need to discuss that with you or anyone else right now. Thanks.
Come
for
on,
asking,
Kelly.
I think things are going to be fine.
Okay. So that's a yes. So that's a yes. Now, when you make those plans, Do you like to make those plans, or do you like to have it be spontaneous?
I mean, at this point in our relationship, if either one of us can come up with a plan and the other was like, okay, it's a great thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just asking questions over here, Kelly. That's all.
I know.
Yeah.
You're probing. I got it. That's also what you do.
And maybe your husband's hoping to do a little of that too.
Okay, all right. Happy Valentine's Day. It's gonna be great. Everything's gonna be great.
Oh shoot. All right. So we've got some stuff planned on the show. A lot to get to, including this hour, how I almost caused an accident by accident.
Oopsie daisies.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, Ben's the real menace on the roads.
No, not really.
Yes.
I'm just living my own life, you know.
I'm just sitting there getting hit.
Yeah, true. So, we'll get to that on the way here this hour, plus a Setting the Bar story, which dives into the Montoya Por Favor hashtag that you may have seen floating around. It is a Setting the Bar story we'll get to. And it involves love. So I feel like it's very appropriate.
Oh, great.
Sorry, we do feel good stories every hour. Kelly K.
So Noah, as a college senior, crushed a shooting contest at the University of Massachusetts during a women's basketball game.
Okay.
Where he had to make a series of shots ending with a half court and make them all.
All right.
He did.
Yay.
But there was controversy.
Mm.
The promotional company in charge of paying the $10,000 prize said he didn't win because his foot was on the half-court line.
Oh, geez.
As you can imagine, there was an outcry online. UMass ultimately decided they would be the ones to pay Noah.
I take like one big dribble, take a breath, and just figured, hey, let's have fun. UMass Athletics had seen kind of the replay of the video and had mentioned to me that, hey, it's going to be close. Going to be using the money first to kind of pay off my student loans, kind of finish out those before I kind of enter a full-time job. But then after that, with what's left, would love to kind of have a really fun last spring break while in college with my friends.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? He goes through all that, makes all the shots.
Right.
And his foot's on the line. Mm. And they're like, well, it was in the rules. Your foot can't be on the line.
Right.
So come on, now
right,
he's right. At half court.
Right.
So, yeah, UMass, I think, did the right thing by stepping in and saying, you know what? We got this. We
That's
got you,
good.
Fam.
That's good.
Yep. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
Just the other day, I was getting ready to turn onto a street, turn left onto a street. So turning left across, you know, traffic onto a street, right? And there was someone who was getting ready to back out of the street, and there was a car that was kind of in the street, and there was an oncoming car. So I was waiting. So anyways, setting the scene, I'm just sitting there waiting, and I'm waving the car that's on the street to come on, because I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait for you, get around that car that's parked, and then I'll turn, right? So I wave them on. But the car that was backing out thought I was waving them.
Uh-oh.
And so they started to back out.
Did you cause an accident?
And they didn't see the car that was coming because of the parked car that was in the road.
Oh, no.
And yes, you're right. I was like,
oh, no.
I was like, oh, no, no, no. No, no, not you. Not you. And I'm in my car going, no, 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 no. No, no, no. And they barely missed each other.
Oh, gosh.
Like, the car stops right as the other car is coming around and whips around. And I missed. I almost witnessed a car wreck right in front of me. And it could have been caused by me.
Because you gave them the go-ahead.
I did. I gave them the go-ahead. But I was giving the go-ahead to the person that was on the street.
The wrong person. And thought it was the go-ahead.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And it was, I had that tingling sensation in my body, and I'm like,
puckered up
everywhere. Oh no, not you, not you, oh, stay put. And then,
don't
and
you wish you had like little signs like you go, not you.
I know,
so you can hold them up.
I was literally, yeah. I threw both hands up, and I had like one that was, no, you stop. Like, I was like, stop,
oh,
like that. And you know, they didn't see me or whatever,
oh,
they couldn't hear me or whatever,
but they would have been mad at you had they been in the collision.
Maybe they would have been, yes,
they would have come right over. You told me to go.
I would have probably just left.
Probably. That's great.
I would have probably
someone else handled that.
I would have probably just been like, whoops. All right. See ya.
My name's Paul. That's between y'all.
I know. All right. Well, you shouldn't listen to me.
My work's done here.
What am I, a traffic director? Do I look like a traffic cop? No. I'm just some doofus in a car.
Oh, wow. You had the best of intentions.
I did.
Almost caused disaster.
I did. And I don't know if you've ever, like, I know you've been in plenty of car wrecks.
I have.
Yeah, you're a menace on the road.
I'm not a menace. I'm just unfortunate is what I am.
I don't know if you've ever caused an accident or done something.
I have not. I've been caught in the middle.
I literally, that almost happened to me yesterday.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh my gosh. Someone
I'm
texted.
Glad you didn't start
did,
it.
Did you use your horn? No, it happened so fast.
He
I'm
used
not.
Hand gestures.
Yeah, just hand gestures. And I said in my car, no, 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 no.
Yes, which they couldn't hear, but at least they knew.
But thankfully,
yes,
avoided the accident.
Goodness gracious. You were nervous though, right?
Yeah.
Because you know you can't drive away.
Oh, I would have.
Oh, you were going to drive away?
Oh, I would have.
I
100% would have.
Despite you witnessing and maybe causing it?
I would have been like, if they would have blocked my way, I would have backed up and turned around. But I would have probably just... I would have probably just driven around them.
No.
Been like, sorry.
No.
I would have given them the
Sorry wave.
Sorry.
And then backed away. What is the matter with you?
So sorry.
You are horrible.
All right. Horrible. You'd have to go over there and explain. Well, I said you go. So, I didn't say you go. And you just go yell at him and then you leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the point?
I bring all this up to say when you see an accident getting ready to happen, what do?
You drive away?
Do you drive away or do you try to prevent it from happening?
Throw up some hand gestures, say no, and then
see ya.
I'm just going to drive away now.
Sorry.
Oh, Andrew says, fun fact, in some states, if you flag or signal someone and that action causes a wreck, you can actually be blamed from an insurance perspective.
Well, guess what? Kentucky ain't one of those states, so don't worry about it. All right, so let's
get... No false statement! I'm out!
So let's get...
I'm out!
No, I would have just said, sorry.
Chris is like, station car?
No, not a station car.
No, not a station car, but valid question.
Unmarked car. No one would have known it was me.
Oh, my gosh. The holes you bury yourself in the show.
I'm such a problem. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Speaking of a little country flair there, Dolly Parton is on Sabrina Carpenter's deluxe album release, right? And she is doing Please, Please, Please with Sabrina.
Okay.
And
at least
so,
it's not Taste. I was a little nervous. Let's not do Dolly on Taste. Let's not.
I know that you're automatically thinking, okay, what about the Embarrass Me line? What do they do? Is Dolly Parton going to drop the MF?
Oh, yeah.
On Please, Please, Please?
Oh, I forgot about that.
We have it posted at WDJX.com. There's a little country flair to that song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup.
Don't make Dolly do it. Don't make Dolly do it.
Break is one thing, my ego's another.
Uh-oh.
What do you think's going to happen?
Oh, I think she's going to drop it.
You think Dolly's going to drop it?
I think she is.
All right.
Like the others.
Oh, that's classy.
Here's Dolly dropping a little bit of the verse too.
I have fun idea, babe. Maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice.
So
yes,
nice.
Yes. Okay, that is. Oh, my heart feels better. Oh, I was like, what are they going to do to Dolly?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Anyways, You can see the entire video. It's pretty cute. Her and Sabrina, they're in kind of a country western flair.
They should officially change it to that. I like that line so much better now.
WDJX.com. All right. Hey, coming up next, there is... Is my microphone sounding weird?
It is.
Yeah, that's strange. Okay, if you've seen the name Montoya and Por Favor popping up on social media, it's trending for the most unhinged reason ever.
And I like unhinged. We live in unhinged a lot.
Yeah, and it's our Setting the Bar story coming up. All right, this is a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Maybe you've seen the name Montoya or Por Favor popping up on social media and trending. It's kind of trending for the most unhinged reason, and it's our Setting the Bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having to watch your partner cheat on you on a reality show breaking the internet, you're doing okay.
Oh,
so
well,
it's
that's unfortunate.
Temptation Island, but it's Spain's version of Temptation Island. And let me tell you, it gets absolutely unhinged because all of these memes have been popping up. Because it shows this guy named Montoya. They literally sit him down and make him watch a clip of his girlfriend, a live feed of her in bed with another guy.
What?
Qué vergüenza, por Dios.
So... You're not going to be able to understand what he's saying because he's speaking in Spanish.
Well, yeah.
But you can hear the pain. He kicks over the TV. He's in anguish. And then so imagine they're on a beach setting. It's like because it's Temptation Island, right?
Okay, so yes, this is where couples go to Temptation Island to test their faithfulness for each other.
Yes, so, and obviously it's not working for poor Montoya.
They've been dating for a year.
Toma, cuatro.
And so then he rips off his shirt and he runs down the beach.
Oh boy.
It is absolutely insane.
And people are just, they are feeling for Montoya.
Yes, yes. And listen, I mean, it's not just like the American version of Temptation Island. The video they show him.
Like, so there's like no censoring. There's no privacy at all.
Let's just say they're undercovers, but you can clearly see what's happening. And there's a lot of motion, a lot of fast motion.
Okay.
And the poor guy is just having to watch it unfold in real time.
So a little backstory. After there is like somebody named Manuel set his sights on Anita, his girlfriend.
Yeah, Anita is his girlfriend. Yeah,
yeah. Montoya saw that footage. He rips off the shirt, sends an iPad flying, runs off as the host is like, Montoya, por favor. Little did she know how many more times she would end up saying that.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh!
Listen, when you go on these shows, you know that things are going to happen.
Yeah, but then, you know, Montoya kind of gets a little revenge.
Well, look. He's not innocent either. I'm putting this in the setting the bar category just because nobody wants to be exposed this way.
No, but they signed up
I know.
That's the first problem. Let's back it up. Let's not sign up for Temptation Island if you're feeling like you're iffy.
I tell you what, we're gonna tweet at Ben and Kelly Show. Not the crazy because you can find that anywhere else. But sure. Just like a couple of the moments where he just has to watch and lose it. That's at crazy. Ben and Kelly Show. So yeah. Setting the bar.
And they were wanting to have a baby, and they thought, well, let's test our relationship first.
Yeah, first, before we do that, let's do this. Let's go on this show and see how our love stands the test of time.
Well, let's hope she's not going to end up having a baby with anyone else as a result of this.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without having to watch your partner cheat on you on a reality show, breaking the internet, you're doing okay.
Oh, Montoya, por favor.
Oh, no. Love is in the air today, Valentine's Day. Some friends of mine asked first and second graders what adults do for Valentine's Day. I have that audio, and I thought it was pretty funny. So the responses were pure, we'll say.
Of course.
When they go to fancy restaurants and kiss each other a lot.
Yeah. Oh.
To love and give things about Valentine's Day.
About Valentine's Day.
Times, yes.
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah. They give each other.
What do they give each other?
School supplies.
School supplies.
Yes.
Yes.
Nothing says I love you more than school supplies.
Right.
Again, these are first and second graders.
My dad gets her some red roses and some chocolate, a box of, like a big heart chocolate box.
They have both of their tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it together.
No! No! Oh, it was so sweet, and then it went, no!
Well, they get both of their tongues, and they put them together.
My dad loved my mom, and my mom didn't like my dad.
Wait.
I'm sorry, what'd she say?
She said,
my dad likes my mom doesn't like my dad?
My dad loved my mom, and my mom didn't like my dad.
That's what it sounds like!
Oh, no! Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. So, again, these are first and second graders. What adults do for Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, you get them presents and hugs.
Act fancy.
Beauty. Be good manners.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yes, all right. These are all good answers so far.
Chocolate candies. Smile at him.
Smile at him.
Smile at him.
Yes.
That is a gift.
That is a great gift.
Yes.
I gave give him cards or...
Cards or what?
Or Valentine's candy or marshmallows or whatever it is.
Okay, yeah. Valentine's or marshmallows whatever. Or yes. Whatever it is. A couple more here.
Or a cake.
Or a cake.
A cake.
I have my own cologne. I have two different kinds.
Okay.
Oh,
a couple different
cologne.
Kinds of cologne.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Very good.
I think I'll have been up on the monkey bars without no hands.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I think
again,
the last one kind of didn't understand the assignment.
Didn't.
Okay. That's all right. Precious.
Still my favorite. Well, my mom and dad, they put their tongues together.
Oh! Oh, no, no. Oh, yes,
Kelly.
Yes.
We're doing it right.
No.
All right, there you go. That's Valentine's through the eyes of first and second graders on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, man, this is like straight out of a Superman movie. There's a school bus driver in Washington State. His name's Stuart. Somehow kept his cool after a big piece of metal came flying through his windshield last Friday. It hit him in the chest. He never took his eyes off the road, never swerved even. Thankfully, he's going to be okay. So were his passengers, which was a high school basketball team and their coaches who came to his aid.
I'm glad it was me, not them, any of my passengers. I knew I was going to be okay, but it could have certainly gone a different way. You know, fractions of a second, things change. So they were pulling glass out of my face and had some gauze on there trying to mop me up a little bit.
He's an absolute hero for keeping those kids safe. He never wavered. He kept his hands on the steering wheel, and his first priority were the kids.
Kept the girls safe. That's what the job of a bus driver is, you know. Transporting students safely, and I did that. I'm pretty happy about that. None of them got hurt.
Yeah, amazing. Like, had it been even like 20 inches higher, that would have been a vastly different situation. I mean, it was a very big piece of metal. They think it could have been from like the suspension of another car. Just flew off. It's kind of like rusty.
Wow.
And yeah, unbelievable. You can see this video. It's all caught on the bus's video. You can see it hit him, and the whole thing is just really shocking. And again, he didn't even flinch. Like, there's no swerving at all. He just kept on, and it's amazing. You can see that video at WDJX.com.
Let's get to a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
Before I start, I gotta say that I always question why people would constantly reach out to you all asking for relationship advice when they should just ask their partner.
Oh.
But here I am, getting ready to pour my heart out to a radio show, LOL. Love you guys.
Okay, well, at least she admits it. That's good.
Anyway, here's why. I have never seen a romantic side of my husband.
Mm.
Like, this is a guy who typically hates Valentine's Day.
Mm.
He's never been overly affectionate until now. Like, lately, he's buying me flowers. He holds and rubs my hands while we watch TV. He's so loving now. He's told me we have big plans this weekend. He's changed so much in the last 5 months, I don't recognize him.
Okay.
This is a man I've been married to for 15 years.
Mm.
I told my friends about this, and they think he's done this because he's cheating.
Uh-oh.
They also noticed he's grown a beard, which is also new. They think that's another red flag for some reason.
Mm.
Can a man change after being so cold for so long? Maybe some of your listeners have been in my shoes and can shed some light on what's going on. Thanks so much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, have I changed? I don't think I have. I think I've kind of been the same level for a long time. And now, I don't want to say that to freak her out, but I don't think I've made sweeping changes. That doesn't mean that
they
someone
can't.
Couldn't. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he's getting to the point where he's really just taking stock in his life and realizes he needs to, you know, appreciate her more. I hate the fact that anytime something like this happens, we automatically jump to, well, he's cheating. He's trying to impress someone else or cover up the fact he's cheating by being extra nice to her.
Could it just be what you said?
I mean, in my mind, that's what I want it to be.
Well, does anything that what she says send up any sort of flag, be it green, yellow or red for you?
Like, should she just, if there's no indication
right.
that he's cheating, do we just enjoy the change?
Or do you sit there and start kind of like hyper-analyzing and going, okay, well, is this, he's staying later at work, he's constantly taking showers.
And I feel like you're looking for things.
Does she need to look? I guess, is that what we're asking? Does she need to look?
Well, or do we just ask him, like, hey, I've noticed this, and I'm loving it. What's changed? If this is like a complete 180 from the way that he always acted before, then I think maybe it's just, it's basically like a compliment. She's pointing out that she's noticed and she loves it.
All right.
And then see what he says.
502-795-1997. She asked, so if you've been in this situation, shed some light on maybe this change. I would love to say as a guy, hey, it's happened to me. I went through this thing. You know, I got a little older and I realized, you know what? She's great and I just want to rediscover that. I didn't. Maybe I should. Maybe my wife.
Maybe this is your wake-up call that you should reinvest, take stock, and realize how lucky you are and be like, you know what? I need to appreciate her more.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe my wife's over here going, yeah, maybe you should try.
Like, maybe you should pay attention,
actually
sir.
Do a little bit more. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up. All right, listen. We're in the middle of group therapy. It's 99.7 DJX. And this listener who wants to remain anonymous is like, hey, first of all, I always question why people would constantly reach out to you guys asking for relationship advice when they should just ask their partner. But here I am. Yeah, so she is a little bit freaked out because her friends are saying he's cheating because her husband of 15 years has transformed over the past 5 months.
Yeah, now he's like super lovey and all the stuff and she's, you know, enjoying it, but she's wondering why are you making such a big change after you've never been like this the entire time I've known you?
Never been.
And you know what? A lot of people are like, maybe just come out and ask him, like, what made you decide to be so lovey? You know what he was like when you first dated. Just kind of come at it with like, hey, I've noticed this and I'm loving it. So yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It can be that simple.
You know, does she need to analyze a little bit more? Does she need to kind of take stock in what's happening and go, all right, I mean, is he staying a little later at work? Is he constantly showering? Is he doing things like this? Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show. He's not a real doctor, but we've just claimed he's claimed that stake on our show.
He's earned it.
Yeah. And he always calls with some relationship advice. What's your thought on this?
Well, first off, she needs new friends, for God's sakes. I mean, not everybody is cheating.
That's you what know, I
and
think.
And coming from a love doctor, for God's sakes, can people just change and be okay with it? Now, Kelly, you are 100% right. Ben, I'm sorry. Don't overanalyze it because you're going to drive yourself crazy. Don't do that to yourself. You'll start to look for things. You'll start to dig. You'll start to make stuff up in your mind. Quit doing that. Ask the man, hey, I've seen a change in you the last several months. What's going on? What's changed with you? You've not been this way since I've met you. I've married you. Is there anything that's happened or changed? I just want to know. It's not that difficult.
Haley checks in and says she could phrase the question like, what did I do to deserve this?
Oh, that's a good one.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my God, he's cheating. What is wrong with people?
I mean, of course, she could say, what did I do to deserve this? And I mean, he's not going to sit there and go, well, I started dating Brittany and and I felt bad about it, so I thought I'd give you some love, too. No, he's not going to say that.
We compliment him when we ask. We just tell him how much we enjoy it.
Ben, stop it. Stop it, Ben.
All right.
Buddy.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor. Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
Now, there are a lot of people that are like, hey, ask him. Everything's fine. Could be a midlife crisis. Maybe he's taking new medications or things like that. And then we got a text that kind of sends up a red flag from a listener. My husband of 10 years... never did anything romantic, kind of like our listener. One Valentine's Day, come home to a box of chocolates, balloons, dozen roses, giant teddy bear. My response was, what did you do? LOL. Of course, he said nothing. Then 2 weeks later, found out he was cheating.
Oh, dang it. Dang it. Dang it. See, that's why people are jumping to the cheating conclusion. Yeah. Now, Missy says my husband's coworker was in an accident and his wife died. He's been much more affectionate since then.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been something like that that shook him to his core.
Right, right.
And made him realize, I need to appreciate what I have.
Right. And there were other people that were like, you know, maybe he witnessed, you know, one of his good friends going through a divorce.
Yes.
Or, you know.
And he doesn't want to go through that either.
Or some sickness or things like that. And he's like, you know, taking stock in his life and what's important. And let's live in that lane. Okay.
Right. You and Lisa's like, yeah, I think the red flags in her life are her friends who are trying to stir the pot and make her think all the things. I think if there is no indication
that
he is cheating, then we don't jump to that conclusion until there is something that makes you.
Until there's the quote smoking gun.
Exactly.
Then enjoy the change. Yeah. I was going to say, enjoy the change. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your new lovey husband.
And point out to him that you enjoy it, that you notice, and that you appreciate what he's doing, and just see his reaction.
And tell him how sexy that beard looks on him.
Okay, then.
Because, you know, guys with beards like to hear that.
Uh-huh, says the guy with the beard.
Right, exactly. All right, well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, hey, we'll check back in with you next week, but I don't think that this is going to be a thing that it's like you're immediately going to find out one way or the other.
Yeah, so, no, just, you know, just keep us posted, us on the back burner. Yeah, let us know how things are going.
All right, well, hey, thank you. That's group therapy. What better way to celebrate that than to plug into ChatGPT and have ChatGPT write some love poems for one another?
What a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
So I asked ChatGPT to first write a poem from Kelly to me, and then also from me to Kelly. So, Kelly, which one? Do you want to hear yours first, or do you want to...
No, I think I just want to rip the Band-Aid off and deliver mine.
Okay, so don't just, like, read it.
Oh, you need me to put some emotion and feeling behind it?
I need to feel.
Got it.
All right, so again, this is ChatGPT writing love poems for Kelly and I.
Get ready to swim in the awkward. To Ben.
Yes.
My workday distraction.
Oh.
Roses are red. The copier's jammed. But I'm too distracted by how you're well planned.
Oh.
Okay. You type so fast with focus so tight. Yet all I can picture is you late at night.
All right, go on.
The way you sip coffee?
Oh, yes.
A mesmerizing sight. Makes me wonder what else you handle just right.
This is great, Kelly. Thank you.
HR might say that flirting's a sin.
Uh-huh.
But they don't know how you make my head spin.
Yes! Yes!
So take this poem. Don't leave me on red, or else I'll just dream of you more in my head.
Oh, Kelly.
You're not so secret admirer. Kelly. That's heart so, emoji.
That's so sweet.
Worked that real is, hard on that.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
Worked real hard on that.
Thank you. All right, Kelly.
Yeah.
ChatGPT then help me produce a love poem to you.
Great. Let's hear it. With feeling.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
To Kelly, my office temptation.
I can't already. I cannot. I can't.
Roses are red. The Wi-Fi is slow. But when you walk in, my heart's like, whoa. You walk past my desk. Perfume in the air. And suddenly I forgot how to even use the office chair. Sure. Love poems at ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Yeah.
Your emails are sharp.
Uh-huh.
Your comebacks are like fire.
Right.
And is it just me?
Or is this room getting higher?
Getting higher?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
HR says boundaries.
Yes.
But let's bend a few.
Oh, no, sir.
Like maybe dinner? With five-star review?
What is happening?
So, here's my confession.
No, no.
Wrapped in a rhyme.
You don't have to.
I may need some IT, 'cause you crash me each time.
That's no. Okay.
Signed, Ben. Trying to keep it professional, but failing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. All right. There's going to be a meeting.
It all comes to light now, thanks to ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. OMG.
Lynetta says, why does that sound like the night before Christmas? And Amy says, Ben using that missed connection voice. Skull emoji. Listen. Thank you. Oh, I appreciate the sentiments.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
It's 99.7 DJX. So let's go ahead and give this the proper intro. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So I'm going to need to just preface this by saying let's take it easy on Chris.
Wait, why are you saying that already? We haven't even heard his thing.
Okay. Hey, Ben and Kelly. So since I'm now thinking about Valentine's Day and I'm newly single, what up, ladies?
Did he really say what up, ladies?
In parentheses, yeah. Things with my former lover and I are cool. I'm having to move out of state for a job. She's wanting to stay here. No big fight. We just kind of decided to go our separate ways.
Okay. So far, so good.
Still talk. We still talk a few times a week. And I got to thinking last year for Valentine's Day, I bought her this pretty fancy $550 dual heart necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not going to wear it anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because number one, I bought it for her and she's no longer with me. And number two, it's a dual heart necklace, which I find hard to believe she'd wear because it signifies she's dating someone.
Okay, sure.
So do I even bring it up to her? Do I nicely ask if she's ever going to wear it again? And if she does give it back, do I sell it? Re-gift it? Burn it in a fire and cry about my crappy life? Oh, ugh. Thanks, guys. Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Okay, Chris.
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 Well, Chris,
babe, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
We don't ask for gifts back.
It's
even
a gift.
When you break up. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
And it's up to her if she wants to wear it.
Now, if it were an engagement ring, it may be different.
Yeah, I think that has to do with like who does the breaking up, right?
Right. I feel like that's a little bit different. And we've talked about that on the show before where,
yes,
you know, an engaged couple breaks up and it's like, okay, now what do I do? Do I give the ring back or do I ask for the ring back? You know, that sort of thing. But it doesn't sound like that's where you're at, Chris.
Yeah, no, a gift is a gift. If she wants to sell it, she can sell it. But you can't say, hey, can I have that back so I can sell it? That's not, I appreciate that you feel like you could because you guys are cool. But let's not. If she wants to, maybe she wants to wear it. She has fond memories. She likes it. If she doesn't want to wear it, that's up to her.
Okay, wait. Kelly, would you wear a piece of jewelry from an ex?
I don't know. I never got jewelry from an ex.
Oh.
Thanks, though, for reminding me of that.
And see, I don't give jewelry. The only jewelry I've ever given my wife, and I don't know if I should be saying this because it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not.
Bragging about never getting your wife jewelry?
I said the only piece of jewelry I've gotten my wife is her engagement ring and her wedding band.
Yeah, again, so, I don't think that's something to brag about, sir.
Well, I think that's the most important, right?
Sure. And now, if she's not a jewelry person, then that's fine. But maybe she's been a jewelry person you just never really knew. And
wait,
she's not going to say, buy me jewelry.
Hang on a second. Are we talking about Chris or talking about me now?
We pivoted.
Oh.
Because we've already fixed Chris. You know, it's a gift. He's not asking for it back.
I do want to get to some of the comments that people have so kindly
decided to say to Chris, coming up here. All right. So here, we'll get to some of your comments on whether Chris, who's newly single, what up, ladies, should ask his ex for last year's Valentine's Day necklace back.
But hey, warning, if you start dating him and you break up, he might ask for the gifts back.
At the same time, he's fishing for someone new. All right, so we'll get to those comments coming up next. In the middle of group therapy, Chris, our listener, he is newly single, what up, ladies, and wondering if he should ask for the $550 necklace he got his now ex-girlfriend for Valentine's Day last year back.
Yeah. Sweet. It was a dual heart necklace. He thinks that she's not going to wear it because it signifies she's dating someone, right? So should he ask for it back and maybe sell it?
Yeah, exactly. And so he just kind of wants to know what the next steps are. We all kind of agreed on, hey, buddy, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
But we also wanted to not ignore some of the comments that we got, too.
Like Sean, you should take today and tally up all the dinners, movies, etc., and see if she'll cut you a check for half of that as well. Gas monies, groceries. Cassidy's like, oh, please do that. Tell us how it goes.
Oh,
LOL.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tanya, you are red flags. Oh. It was a gift. It doesn't matter if it was $550 or $5.50. It's hers to do with what she wants. You should not bring it up. If she does and asks, your only response should be, it's yours to do whatever you want with. But if you want to give it back, I guess I'll take it. Don't know what I'll do with it. Might need a new shirt since I don't have anything to go with it. LOL. Otherwise, let go.
Yeah, Melanie, good grief. Stop. It was a gift. Move on. If you're strapped for money, then fat a second job.
Oh, wow.
She probably meant get a second job.
Yes. Yeah, Trina, seriously, quit being a child. It was a gift. It remains hers. Like, if she wants to sell it, then she can do that and get the money.
Yeah, Amanda. God, dude, gift. You can't turn around and ask for it back if you had $550 to spend while you had a girlfriend on a necklace. You should be having all kinds of money to be buying breaks without a girlfriend. Just saying. Where's your money going?
Exactly.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, again, I did ask for everyone to be a little gentle with Chris, but, yeah. there comes a little brutal with the honesty sometimes.
Yeah.
Courtney said, walk away.
Please tell me this is a joke. Are you really one of those guys who, once you stop dating someone, you're going to ask for the gifts back, then have the nerve to say, what up, ladies? Like, any woman on here would read this and think to themselves, oh, thank God he's single now. I have a chance. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and I love the Judge Judy gifts that are popping up, too, in the comments. Yeah. I mean, bless his heart, though.
Yeah.
But now, see, this is where he learns.
Yeah.
He learns.
This is a learn. This is learning.
In a forum like this.
In a forum like this. It's learning. All right. Hey, thank you, Chris. Good luck on your new job. You can always listen to the show on the podcast or in real time on the internet, WDJX.com. Tap listen.
And just know, moving forward with our next relationship, if we buy gifts, they are gifts. We're not getting them back regardless if the relationship survives or not. Okay.
All right. Good luck, Chris. And good luck on your future endeavors.
What up, ladies?
What up, ladies? Literally, he said he's moving to a new state. And then he's like, what up, ladies? Who wants to be a part of this? Sorry, Chris, okay. I'm just laughing. I don't mean to be making fun here.
No, we love you. We love you, man. Chris. We're going to miss you. It sounds like he's moving.
I was going
to
say, he's probably taking, 20% of our listeners away?
You can listen online.
Yeah.
And stay in the fam.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun trophy that I have in my hand.
Oh, she's majestic.
Yes. Losers go first. I think that was me. Are you ready?
I think that is you.
All right. Kelly, why is love like a deck of cards?
Why is love like a deck of cards?
Starts with hearts and diamonds, ends with clubs and spades.
That sounds a little deathy.
A little deathy, sure.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What did the salt say to the pepper on Valentine's Day?
What?
Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. You get it?
I don't, but moving forward.
All right.
What did the husband duck think about his new wife's lingerie?
Duck lingerie? I don't know.
It was very seductive.
Wow.
Yeah, getting some of these bad ones out first.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why didn't the skeleton want to send any Valentine's Day cards?
Why?
His heart wasn't in it.
Oh.
Didn't have one.
Kelly, I've been taking these pills I bought online.
Okay.
It's supposed to make you live forever.
Really?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Great.
Raw dogging him, too.
Yeah, we learned that the other day. Male enhancement pills. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Could the makers of avocados come up with a different toy to put inside? I've got 50 wooden balls already.
Ah, that's true. They're fun to play with, though. I love playing with them.
Yep.
Kelly, you know anyone who got their Rolex watch stolen?
I don't.
Hmm. Well, anyways, hope they find it. It's 8:48, by the way.
Good note.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
This is from Marsha. What do you call two octopuses who look exactly the same?
What?
Identical.
Okay. And tell Marsha to keep her jokes.
Oh, sir.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, to spice up our love life. Not yours and mine.
I was going to say that already.
You know, Kelly, to spice up our love life, my wife and I decided to go on a date night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was going great until she said she doesn't get with guys on the first date.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what's the point?
Yeah. Good for her, though.
What?
Good for her.
What do you mean good for her?
She's, you know, got standards and morals.
Standards and morals?
Hey, Ben.
Okay.
A string walks into the bar and the bartender goes, sorry, we don't serve strings here.
Okay.
String walks out all sad and defeated.
Yeah.
Then's got a great idea.
Okay.
He ties himself in a bow, cuts off his ends, and looks all pretty and struts back into the bar. Bartender looks at him and goes, hey, aren't you that string that I turned away before?
Yeah.
And the string goes, nope, I'm afraid not.
Oh, K-N-O-T. Wow.
Right? Story jokes.
Can't wait for more of those. You know, Kelly, my wife was devastated.
Yeah.
When she found out the reason why my nickname is the Love Machine.
I'm sorry. Can we pause? Your nickname is the Love Machine?
Yeah, and she was devastated when she found out why.
Why?
I'm terrible at tennis.
Got it.
Love means zero in tennis.
I got it.
Okay, yeah.
I got
it. Love means zero.
I got it. Hey, Ben.
What?
Man walks into a bar.
Uh-huh.
And it's empty. It's just him and the bartender. He sits down and orders a drink.
Okay.
He hears someone whisper, psst, I like your tie.
Mm.
Man looks around. Doesn't see anyone.
Okay.
Psst, that color looks nice on you. He asks the bartender, excuse me, are you speaking to me? The bartender rolls his eyes and says, no, sorry about that. It's the peanuts. They're complimentary.
Oh, the peanuts are complimentary. Kelly, my wife asked me why I didn't buy her flowers for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't know she sold flowers.
Fun fact. Hey, Ben, that awkward moment when you're running and your boobs are bouncing all over the place and you're a 55-year-old guy?
Oh, guess that's better than other things flopping around all over the place.
Yes, yes, yes.
Kelly, I got in trouble one time when my teacher asked her students to use the word harassment in a sentence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said I met this beautiful girl one day and... harass meant a lot to me. I don't know why I got in trouble.
That feels like that could be true.
I don't know.
That feels like that could have really happened.
I don't know why that
felt too real.
I don't know why I got in trouble. All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose here on 99.7 DJX.
You said it with such conviction.
I felt that. I felt that.
I felt that too.
So today being Valentine's Day, maybe your perfect date tonight includes staying in. Maybe it's a little dinner, a little wine, a little Netflix and chill.
Yeah, maybe it's just like not having to be anywhere. If your life is so busy, that can be such a luxury to just have nowhere to be.
Yeah, so here are some, let us help suggest some of the best rom-coms to watch for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
All right, this was compiled by the Hollywood Reporter. There's, I'm not going to go through them all. There's a huge list, but some of them that made the list, like Notting Hill.
Good one.
Yep, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Pretty in Pink. Love Actually.
Yes.
The Proposal.
Yes.
Yeah, but then we get to like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I have to crack this guy. I mean, this is DEFCON 5.
Blow. Nobody likes the Mr. Sniffles.
Come on, W.
I mean, that's really, it's a good one.
Yep. When Harry Met Sally.
Classic. I need to talk.
What happened?
What's the matter?
Harry came over last
night. I went over to Sally's last night.
Because I was upset that Joe was getting married.
And one thing led to another.
And before I knew it, we were kissing.
Make
and then
a long story short,
we did it.
Yeah. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Crazy Rich Asians. Remember that one?
I've never seen that one.
Oh, my gosh. You need to watch it. It's hysterical.
So your family is rich?
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
The Nick you're dating is Nick Young?
Yeah, you guys know them or something?
Hells yeah. They're just the biggest developers in all of Singapore.
That's what I'm saying. Damn, Rachel. It's like the Asian Bachelor.
To All the Boys I've Loved Before. I don't know.
I haven't seen that one either.
So that's on Netflix.
My letters are my most secret possessions. I write them when I have a crush so intense, I don't know what else to do. There are five total. Peter, the most popular guy in school. Kenny from camp. Lucas from homecoming. John Ambrose from Model UN. And Josh. But he's my sister's boyfriend.
Okay, so the top three, as far as like best rom-coms for a Valentine's Day romantic evening, are all 90s rom-coms. Okay.
Okay.
So number three, it's Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks, Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, good one.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to Sleepless in Seattle.
You called a radio station?
Christmas Eve.
He phones in one of those radio call-in shows. He tells them
that his dad needs a new wife.
And the shrinkette practically forces a guy onto the phone and says,
tell me, what was so special about your wife?
Well, Dr. Marsha Fieldstone, I think it was like
magic.
Yeah, and so it's
that's such a good one. It really, really is good.
It's like a national radio show, and so Meg Ryan's character is like in another state, and he's
in
Seattle.
Falls in love with him,
yes,
listening to this whole thing.
Just listening to it all play out. Number two, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Really?
I am the only girl in school who's not dating.
Oh, no, you're not. Your sister doesn't date.
Okay, you can date when she does.
But she's a mutant. What if she never dates?
And you'll never date.
Yeah. So
I'm really shocked that's number two on their list, to be honest.
Well, you know, hey, it's all subjective, right?
Yes. Like, how did Serendipity never make it on that list?
Serendipity is great. It could
that's
be on,
a great movie.
Honestly, it could be on the list, but I only looked at 20 deep, but it's not in the top 20. I'll say that. Okay.
That is a problem.
And then the number one, again, Tom Hanks, You've Got Mail.
And Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
I go online.
Welcome.
And my breath catches in my chest until I hear three little words.
You've got mail.
What is going on with you? Is it infidelity if you're involved with someone on email?
I mean, this is the early days of the internet.
Like, Sleepless in Seattle is my top. Yeah. Like, over that one. But that's a good one, too.
Yeah, You've Got Mail. I mean, honestly, I haven't seen a lot of those movies in a long time. Probably the most recent being Love Actually.
Yes, we watch that every Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's
a good Christmas movie. Yeah. Yeah, My Best Friend's Wedding, that made the list. Like I said, The Proposal, Never Been Kissed.
You're going to see a lot of Julia Roberts and Meg Ryan.
Yes,
on this list.
Yes. I mean,
they're like the rom-com queens.
I was going to say, there was an era where they were it when it came to rom-coms and stuff like that. And actors like Hugh Grant.
Yep.
And Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Yeah, those guys. So anyways, So if your evening tonight involves a little Netflix and chill, then there are some rom-coms for you to help you out, all right?
Yeah, I mean, the most recent one is from 2023 on this list, but most of them live in the early 2000s or the 90s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to go back.
Yeah, Pretty in Pink, that's from the 80s.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah,
but that's
for sure.
It's a classic.
Yeah. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.70 JX. This is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without passing a cop when you're on the road.
Uh-oh.
When you're speeding more than twice the legal limit.
Oh, bold move, sir.
Yeah. You're doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get run down.
Well, listen.
Like they're going to come after you. They're flipping on the lights.
Yeah, this isn't just like going 50 in a 25 either, okay? This guy in Florida pulled over after he passed the officer going almost 130 miles an hour.
O-M-G.
Sergeant McDaniels with the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Is there any reason in the world you are traveling as fast as you are? You were doing 129 miles an hour when you came up behind me. I don't care how good of a driver you are at those speeds. If somebody doesn't see you, and it's possible they won't, all it takes is one mistake and you're going to end up in a grave or a hospital or paralyzed or who knows what.
I mean, that officer was very calm, cool, and collected.
He was handling that very well. Most of the time, you're getting yelled at.
Yeah, the it was foggy and wet, so the visibility wasn't great. Thankfully, no one was hurt.
It was foggy and wet? He's going that fast?
Yep. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Driver actually got two tickets was ordered to appear before a judge. So,
did he have any excuse at all? Like, I have to poop, or I feel like I'm on fire.
Right, exactly.
Something.
No, nothing
like
that.
Like, I'm going to the hospital.
Right. I mean, at that point, I feel like you'd make something up, right?
Yeah, you don't just say, "Oh, I don't realize
like,
I was going."
Oh, is that how fast I was going?
Come on now.
Is that I just wanted to open this baby up. Let her breathe
in the fog and the rain.
I just wanted to let her breathe.
Wow, I mean that officer deserves a medal for how well he handled that.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without speeding past an officer and getting pulled over going twice the legal limit, then you're doing okay.
In, like, kind of inclement conditions.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, that's your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX. 99.70 JX, Ben and Kelly. Now, last hour, we had ChatGPT write us love poems to Kelly from Ben and to Ben from Kelly.
I mean,
they were heartfelt.
Few things are that awkward in life. Few things. It's on another level.
So we actually got one of our listeners, I think, tried his shot at it too. Tony
from St. Matthews.
Yeah, he decided to get into the game as well. And one to me.
Uh-huh. Roses are red. Ben is a hoot. When he thinks things are funny, he says, "Oh, shoot." That is really accurate.
I say,
he knows
shoot?
Us well. You say, shoot. That's exactly what you said.
Then one to you. Roses are red. Kelly loves her pug.
Uh-huh.
And because of her hubby, she has no ice cream or crying rug.
Yeah.
That one's better than mine.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's not
That's
bad.
Really good. Both are very accurate, though.
Yeah, those are from our listener, Tony. A little bit different than what ChatGPT popped up. That out of the gate, it was to Kelly, my office temptation.
Stop it. Stop. We don't have to relive that.
You can see the video, actually, on our YouTube channel, at Ben and Kelly Show. Just
my
see it there.
My face is bright red.
And tap subscribe. A little shameless plug for the YouTube channel.
OMG.
You see the awkwardness? It's 99.70 JX. So if you missed anything from the show, there's a lot to catch up on, including Chris, our listener, who wants a little advice about an ex and whether or not he should ask her to give back the necklace he gave her last Valentine's Day.
I mean, bless his heart.
That
bless
is kind
his
of a
heart, though.
That is kind of a bless his heart sort of moment.
And what up, ladies?
Yeah, he's single now, but he is also moving out of state. So we did find out that. Also, this listener wanted to remain anonymous, but her husband, all of a sudden, about 5 months ago, started getting really sort of like lovey. He used to be kind of deadpan. Not really even excited about Valentine's Day.
He wasn't a big affectionate person. And now he's been lovey-dovey for the past 5 months. And she's like, all the 15 years they've been married, like, he's never been like this.
Yes.
So is there a nefarious reason for it that her friends are all like, he's cheating?
Yeah. They definitely
put thoughts in her head.
Got into that. There's plenty of other stuff to get into on the podcast as well. A quick shout-out to our listener, the tattooed Mexican who called herself that, but she says, you're not going to Netflix and chill tonight, guys. That's outdated. It's KFC and Netflix because we chicken and blanken.
Okay, alrighty. Okay.
Chicken and blanken.
Okay.
Thank
chicken
you.
And Richard and.
Thank you, tattooed Mexican. We appreciate that. That's great. That's fantastic.
All right.
I love it.
We're moving on with the times. I got it.
Yeah. So are you, you KFC and Netflix in tonight?
Stop asking me.
I know. I asked early in the show if you've got any plans, and do you plan that stuff out, or is it just spontaneous?
I think it's just kind of, it's more spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
And yes.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a nice evening.
Okay.
I got some of his favorite chocolates.
Okay.
We kind of go and do like favorite candy bars and stuff like that. Cute card.
Sure.
Usually gets me flowers. Today he's fetching me a car. So I should finally have wheels again.
Good.
Which is great. I've been without wheels for a month now.
Yeah. Bumming rides and all that stuff. Crazy.
Yes. So that is the best gift ever. I said, put a little bow on it. And there you go.
All right. Well, hopefully you have a great weekend. Have a great Valentine's Day. And
yes, hopefully you come up with something amazing for your wife.
Yeah.
And know that if you are a big Selena Gomez fan, she and her fiance are putting out an album together.
Yep, her and Benny Blanco. So
yeah, you can get a little sampling of that at WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.